This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we're joined now by one of our colleagues at our partner, The New York Times, Randy Archibald, who's national correspondent for The New York Times. He's in Los Angeles as part of a series. The Times is beginning examining the influence and impact of drug cartels on both sides of the U.S. and Mexican border. We've talked a lot about the instability in border towns like Juarez and Tijuana. Randy Archibald finds that the impact of instability inside Mexico goes far afield from the border. Randy, what have you found?
Good morning, John. There are some cities in the United States that believe they're feeling something about ripple effect from the drug violence down south, or the influence of the cartels as they spread further into the U.S., Tucson, Phoenix, Atlanta, Houston, even as far north as Vancouver. Some of the police there believe that there's been a spike in drug-related crime that, although connecting the dots is very difficult, they sort of put two and two together and get, four. But whether it's directly related or not is something of a debate.
But there are two trends here. One is the proliferation of the drugs themselves and drugs attempting to find a market. And the other one, possibly, which you allude to in your story, is the potential safety, that it's conceivable that individuals from Mexico are seeking a kind of refuge in the United States because they're not being, sort of searched for in the way that the Calderon government is searching for members of the drug cartels in northern Mexico right now.
That's true. I mean, there is some signs of cartel members or their families crossing over and seeking sort of safe haven on the U.S. side, and that is, of course, very alarming to the Department of Homeland Security and the DEA and other law enforcement officials.
So how does Alaska figure into your story?
How does Alaska figure into my story? Anchorage is actually one of those cities that the Justice Department in December released a report assessing the spread of the cartels and identifying 230 U.S. cities where either the cartels or related drug trafficking organizations, they call them, have been identified, and Alaska was one of those places. It should be noted that there has been a surge of immigration from Mexico and Latin America to Alaska to work in the various blue-collar jobs up there. And while it's not true that most of those immigrants are involved in a drug trade, the drug trafficking organizations often seek cover in those populations. They kind of try to blend in and establish new markets and use those ties to their trade.
So finally, before we go, if this is the leading edge of a trend that's going to proliferate in communities around the United States, are members of law enforcement ready for what might happen in the next year or two?
That certainly is an important question that I think Congress is trying to get at. I do know there are members of the Senate that are certainly a little skeptical of whether the DEA and other agencies are prepared for this.
All right. Well, Randy Archibald, you're part of this series that The New York Times is beginning examining the influence and impact of drug cartels from Mexico on both sides of the border. Some tantalizing stuff there in the early going. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Randy Archibald is the national correspondent for The New York Times. He joined us from Los Angeles.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.